Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tammy, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings from Columbia, South Carolina. And the Lord has said, trust the Lord Thursday is what we deem today. And at this time, I will turn the call over to my sister in Christ, my mentor, Minister Robin. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Minister Tammy. Good morning, everyone. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey. We welcome you. We are trusting the Lord on this wonderful Thursday. It is a beautiful day. It's a day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing because we hear so many people from so many different areas calling in. We see people are ready to hear the word of God, and they are trusting in the Lord each and every day of their life. And most importantly, we're trusting in him on this Thursday. So welcome to the Master's Call family. We greet you with kingdom greetings. This is a call that was founded on October 25th, 2010, by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. These women of God love the Lord, heard him, spoke to him, have a relationship with him. He said, go forward and create this call, and it has been manifested this day, and we are so glad about that. We have a mission statement, and our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, to empower believers as they begin their day. That is so good to know that we can get on a call first thing in the morning. We can pray. We can rejoice. We can just give honor to God. We can hear the word of God. And then we go out into the marketplace as a minister unto the Lord. The scripture that we stand on is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We are here Monday through Friday, and we start at 7 Central Standard Time. We also have a playback number for you, and I'll give that to you later on when the call is about to conclude. We have an email address for you. And our email address, if you would like to be a prayer intercessor, if you have praise reports you would like to share with us, even if you have a prayer request, we love to pray. We want to hear from you. This is your call. It's all about the Master, but the Master loves his people. So send us your email request, your prayer request, your praise report to our email. And our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. That's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And the Lord has thought about everything when this was in his eyes, in his heart, for his people. And when he birthed this through Pastor PK and Dr. Vanessa, he also wanted them to have a website. So we are blessed, family, because we have a website where we can go and listen to every single message. God is so good to us. And again, thank you, Dr. PK, and thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Our website address is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. It is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And you can listen to every single message from the first day. That's right, from October 25th, 2010. Every single message has been archived for you. You can download them, share them with your friends, with your family, with your neighbors. You know, you can even put them on your MP3 player and give it to the man at the gas station. Glory to God. And there's a thread that brought many of us together because we are Artists International distributors, many of us are. And that is the Diaz de Leon family. And you may be saying, how could a family bring you together? Well, this family, they're the founders of a business, of a company called Artists International. And Artists International is a health and wellness company. And as I mentioned, many of us are distributors. And not only is it a health and wellness company, it's a Christian-based company. So we're glad of that also. And if you're not a distributor, we welcome you. Go back to the person who invited you to the call. Let them tell you about our buy two, get one free. And to the distributors, make sure you continue to go to your back office, listen to the conference call, get on the phone, network, see what's going on in and outside of artists so that you can share it with other individuals. And right now I am going to bring Minister Tiffany to the line. She's going to open us up in prayer so we can hear the word of God. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning. God bless you. I love you, and please pray. Thank you.
Okay. Love you more. Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I promised him that I would serve him until I die. I will trust in you, Lord, until I die. Father, we just thank you, Father, for this new day that you have made. Lord, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you because you are our Father. We thank you that you love us unconditionally. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy, Father. We thank you for a sound mind, Father. We thank you, Father God, for an open heart, Lord. We thank you that we woke up with our minds and our eyes on you. The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us, Father. We lean not to our own understanding, but we will trust you more, O God. I pray for each and every listener here on the Master's Call. I pray that you would continue to do great things in their life, Father. We claim breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus, Father. For the founders of the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, continue to increase in them. Continue to heal them. Continue to open doors that only you can open for them, Lord. Enlarge our territory in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for the Diaz de Leon family, Father. I pray that you would continue to increase Artists International, that it would continue to go forth in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree right now that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper, for we are more than conquerors in Jesus Christ. I pray right now for the speaker as he would come this morning, Minister Everett. I pray, Father God, that you would increase in him as he decreases, Father. I pray that the word will flow unhindered, uncontaminated in the name of Jesus, Father God. We bless your holy name, O God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, and we give you the praise, Father. And we will praise you. We will trust you. We will honor you through this day, Father. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory and the praise. And we bless you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We know that we can't do anything without you, Jesus. We bow down before you and we worship you in everything that we do. We present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you. To you be all glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Well, family, we are going to hear the word of God from this anointed man of God. I thank you, Minister Tiffany, for opening us up in prayer. Minister Everett Thomas, he is sold out to the Lord. He's a baptized, born-again believer. He is also the assistant minister under the late Pastor Joseph B. Barlow at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, and that is in Michigan. He is also the senior evangelist for the Calvary District Association. He is married to Cheryl, and they have been married over 19 years. He's also the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. I like that. Our provider ministries. He's the senior evangelist for the Calvary District Association, and he loves the Lord. And at this time, I bring to the line Minister Everett Thomas. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, Minister. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you, Minister Robin, and to all the Master Morning Call family. It's a blessing to be here. We thank God for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for the vision that calls us to wake up every morning and to be blessed with this call. And just want to share a few things with us. And basically, I've been going through some challenges. Being a minister, a lot of times we want to say what God says in His Word, but folks sometimes don't want to understand it, especially when you deal with the word prosperity. It's amazing how, you know, people feel that all the preacher wants is your money, but there's laws in the Word about being prosperous. I don't understand how can you be a blessing to somebody if you're not blessed yourself. But however, people sometimes have a tendency to look at the minister cross-eyed, say, oh, yeah, all you want is our money and what have you. But anyway, I was wrestling with this, and a song came to my mind, Is You All on the Altar. It says, you have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly, fervently prayed, but you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Would you walk with the Lord in the light of His Word and have peace and contentment always? You must do His sweet will to be free from all ill. On the altar, your all you must lay. We never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessings for which we have prayed. To our body and soul, He does fully control, and our all on the altar is laid. Who can tell all the love He will send from above, and how happy our hearts will be made of the fellowship sweet we shall share at His feet when our all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul. That song really ministered to me, because sometimes we fail to put our all on the altar. We have concerns, and we have our fears, we have our doubts, we have our issues, but God said to us today that we must lay it all at His feet. There's a letter Peter left on record stating that we to cast all our cares upon the Lord, for He cares for us. And Paul left a letter on record that my God shall supply all my need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And through my search for answers, I came across a letter, a brother that has gone on to be the Lord. His ministry was basically writing letters to his friends, and his brother Felton Washington Williams Jr. He's going on to be the Lord, but this letter came to my remembrance, and it's a reminder from Felton to my family. He says, this letter is one of the most difficult letters that I have written to you. I have hoped that I would not ever have to address this issue. I'm very hesitant because of the possible misinterpretation of my motive, and I'm addressing this issue because of the many questions asked of me. Before I say more, I would like to establish some facts. Some years ago, I heard a prominent minister say something that mirrored my concepts on this issue. Speaking of his own ministry, he made a statement that his ministry was of God, and that it was God who would supply the needs of the ministry, and that He would supply them through whomever and however you choose. You may know now that I'm speaking of financial support. A difficult part of this issue is to make the people to understand that not all ministries are out for money. I have been hesitant to deal with this because of the overwhelming willingness for people to suspect that money is the main reason for every ministry. Let it be understood that I will not risk the integrity of this ministry by soliciting financial support. My position is that God started this ministry, and He will end it in His time. God knows who it is that He will bless through this ministry, for it is God who touches the hearts of the givers. So I would not concern myself with the financial support of this ministry, but I will solicit your prayers. With that said and hopefully understood, I will go on to try to answer the question asked of me concerning prosperity. A special concern is the question, why is it that the people of God do not financially prosper as they should in light of the promises of God? Prosper to be successful or fortunate, especially in financial respects, thrive, flourish, prosperous, defined as having success, flourishing, well-to-do, well-off. some of the promises of prosperity, according to Deuteronomy 28:5, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware to the fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Deuteronomy 20:11. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalm 1:3. We as Christians generally have not capitalized on these wonderful promises. We do not seem to understand that the means by which we are to prosper, there are laws that work in both the spiritual and physical realm. Although these laws are not limited to finance, they are applicable to finance. Let us look at a few of these laws of prosperity. Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give unto your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Luke 6:38. This statement seemed to be understandable enough. It is saying that the reception is dependent on the gift, and with the measure or value that we give, it will be measured back to us. This is another way of stating the law of sowing and reaping. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. Every good farmer and every wise person is aware of the law of sowing and reaping. If you want a harvest, you must plant the seed for that harvest. We should all recognize that we are continually planting seeds and continually reaping the harvest of those seeds. The things that we experience in life are the results of the seeds that we have planted and are planting. Our action and our words are our seed spreaders. We are reaping the harvest of our doings and our sayings. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Proverbs 6:2. We should watch our mouths, say and do only those things that will bring a good harvest. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Proverbs 19:17. This and many other scriptures tells us that the laws of prosperity involves giving. It is really amazing that so many do not take these scriptures seriously. Through our giving, by planting and nourishing the seeds, we will produce a bountiful harvest. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:7-8. God wants his servants to prosper. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. And let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Psalms 35:27. The first cause of God's prosperity is a right relationship with God. God's prosperity is a knowledge of his constant presence, his comfort, and his powerful resources. A right relationship with God makes all this available to us. Real prosperity, then, is having an open door to all our needs. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. Psalm 1:1-3. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua 1:8. If we believe the word of God, then we will believe that if we give, it shall be given to us. And if we believe that whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap, we would be very mindful of what and how we sow. And if we believe that sowing or showing pity on the poor is lending to the Lord, who will repay? We would show more concern for the poor. If we believe that by delighting in the law of the Lord, it will cause whatever we do to prosper, we will meditate upon the law continually. Our way will be prosperous, and we will have good success. Why is it then that so many of us do not prosper as we should? The question could just as easily be, why is it that we do not take these scriptures seriously? I think that is because of a lack of knowledge and understanding of these laws. Misunderstanding is hindering the actuation of these laws of prosperity. In many cases, what we do or not do is caused by not understanding the truth of and the use of God's laws of prosperity. I will assume that we all want to follow after the truth, and the job is to make sure that we know the truth. And with the laws of prosperity, we must not only know the truth of the laws, but we must be willing and able to apply these laws. When we actuate the laws of prosperity, it must be done with the proper motive. When the people are taught the truth of giving, the right way to give, and with the right motive, the churches and the ministries will be able to prosper along with the givers. The churches and the ministries will be able to cut out all of the advertising and promotional schemes, gimmicks, and deceptive practices to gain finance. The church can again become a place of sacred activities, and the people will then be more willing to give. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. 2 Corinthians 8:12. An example of willing giving, and they came everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord, according to Exodus 35:21-22. The knowledge of God makes us willing-hearted, and desire to serve Him makes us obedient. This part of the letter that Brother Felton left on record, and it just ministered to me. I just wanted to share that with you. I hope it ministered to you, because prosperity sometimes have taken on a negative connotation in some circles. But how can you bless? I just want to scratch my head right now. How can we be a blessing and bless someone if we are not blessed? It's mind-boggling how folk seem like that the church is supposed to represent poverty instead of prosperity. But I want to challenge us today to take another look at the word prosperity and go out from this day. Amen, and purpose in our heart to be a blessing, to sow a seeds that will bring forth a harvest, amen, to move God's kingdom forward. God bless your heart. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Thank you so much, Minister Thomas. Thank you for that powerful word. And family, I would like to let you know that there is a playback number. There were so many things that he read to us and that we should go back and reflect on. And that number is 712-432-1085, the same PIN code. Go back to our website, listen to the message, and let the Lord speak through you regarding this message. At this time, Minister Tammy, will you please come forward and seal this call and bring forward our prayer request? Minister Tammy, are you there?
Minister Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much.
Good morning. Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this new day. We thank you, O Father God, that we can come before your throne of grace on today. We thank you that the veil was rent from top to bottom. We thank you that we can come directly to you, Lord, to ask for forgiveness, for guidance, and for wisdom. Father, we just glorify and magnify your name. We thank you that in Isaiah 44:6, your word says that I am the first and I am the last, and there is no God besides me. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you this Thursday. Father, we don't trust our finances. We don't trust what we see with our natural eye, not our emotion, not our circumstances. But, Father, we trust you today. We thank you, Lord, for the man that has come forward on today that has declared your word, for Minister Everett. Father God, we ask you to bless him, Lord. We fill him, Lord. Continue to walk with him, Father God. Give him your guidance according to your perfect will for his life. Father, keep a blood hedge of protection around he and his family, Lord God. Protect him from the evils of this world. Father, continue to let him be a light. Father God, we ask you to do the same for our founders, Dr. PK, Lord God, and Dr. Vanessa. Father, we thank you for their faithfulness in creating this call. We thank you for their willingness to obey you, that they are the light that lets others see the goodness of God. And we thank you for the Master's Call family, O Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we can come before you with our prayer requests on this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for answering those that are spoken and the unspoken, Lord, those that are represented on this call this morning. We thank you that we have faith and we can rest in knowing that Jesus, you are our chief intercessor. Now, Father, we bring before you our prayer requests this morning. Lord God, we stand in the gap for Wanda and Jackie, for Ada, for Jesse, for Doug, for Regina, for Angela, for Aaron, for Thomas, for Ruchi, for everyone in the Master's Call family. Father God, knowing that you are our God and you are the supplier of every need. Father God, you will give good wisdom, oh Father God, regarding homes and mortgages, Father God, regarding the finances and unemployment, jobs that need to be kept in, jobs that need to be given, oh Father God, for relationships and marriages, Father God, for what you have put together, let no man put asunder. Father, we thank you for the favor of God in every courtroom, Lord God. We thank you that for Malachi Cool and for Joshua, who sits in a jail cell, that, Father God, you have not forgotten them. You said that where they are, you are also, Father. Your presence is with them. Lord God, we ask you to give good, godly wisdom, oh, Father God, to the rulers over their situation, to Tom Ashley, to Judge Vasquez, to Judge Graham. Father God, we ask you to give them your wisdom, to rule according to your will in their cases, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, that you will keep your word, and we know that you're faithful to. You hold the heart of kings in your hand, and Father, you can turn it in their direction. We declare and decree victory in every case for every TMC caller, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you give your angels charge over them and protect them from danger seen and unseen. Father, we ask for healing, oh Father God. We stand and decree that there is healing that shall come, healing from the afflictions according to our faith, oh Father God, for Lester Ashford, for Chris, oh Father God. Heal the heart, oh Lord God. You are the creator, oh Father God. Heal breast cancer, oh Father God. Heal bone cancer, Father God. Heal fractured bones, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal minds on today and break loose, oh Father God, confusion and mental illness. Father, we just stand in the gap right now, believing in your word and trusting that all is possible with God. We bring these prayer requests forward before you, believing and trusting that they are already done. And we thank you, and it is in the name of Jesus that we pray. We give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister.
Glory to God. Amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you for opening us up this morning, Minister Tiffany, with that powerful opening prayer. Thank you, Minister Tammy, for greeting the people. Mighty man of God, mighty man of valor. Thank you so much, Minister Everett, for bringing back to our remembrance prosperity, because our God is a God of prosperity. And for each one of you, the TMC family, we love you, we thank you, we honor you. Go out into the world this day, trusting God on this wonderful Thursday. Be that minister in the marketplace We will speak with you tomorrow. Have a blessed day serving your King. Bye-bye for now.